Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer together. A Prayer for New Beginnings by Amanda Eidelman, Isaiah 43:19. Behold, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. When one season comes to a close and we see new doors open for our lives, we need space to process grief while simultaneously embracing the joy that comes when we start something new. We often don't feel things in a vacuum. Each new experience offers a mixture of positive and negative feelings, and that's okay. One comfort we can rely on when we step into something new is the peace that comes from the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives. When we connect to God, hearing His voice, and confidently following His lead, there's a restfulness that permeates our souls. If God is for us, then who can be against us? Romans 8:31. Recently, we experienced the joy and uncertainty of making decisions about a new era in our home. Our youngest two kids are preparing to enter school in the next few years. Since they joined our family, we have prayed over what God's best would be for them. We have committed to homeschooling our older three kids, but the addition of the younger two has come with a different set of considerations and needs. Personally, I've agonized over what would be best as we approach a new season in our home. Right when I thought I knew what was best for our kids, based on what felt safe, known, and familiar, God, through the gracious gift of His Holy Spirit, confirmed that He had a different plan for our young kids. What I love about God's leading is that while we may still feel grieved, anxious, or unsure about the details, we can still step forward with confidence because we know God is making our path straight. We can trust His gentle leading. What's even more true is that while I may not be a perfect mom for my kids, God is perfectly good God for them. He loves them with an unrelenting love that I can trust. As you embrace the next bright step in your life, ask God and His guiding presence to go before you. I've experienced some scary new beginnings in my life, as I'm sure you have too. But as long as the Lord was with me on the journey, I have seen God do exceedingly above and beyond all I could think or imagine. Even the hardest, most broken places in which we have cried out for Him to do something new, something impossible, those situations have been transformed. May you taste and see the goodness in this new beginning. Let's pray. Father, I ask that You go before me in this new season, that Your Holy Spirit would guide me and give me rest when I wrestle with my own doubts, grief, and fear. Would You do more than we could ever do on our own? Be the faithful, miracle-working God that we read about in Your Word. Show up on our behalf. Make our path straight. We thank You for a new beginning, for new blessings, and new joy. Your grace is sufficient to meet all our needs. Amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hey there, it's Carly Mercoulier, host of Therapy and Theology, a weekly podcast that explores popular topics and questions related to faith, feelings, and spiritual formation. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.